So we're here in the end of the Sefer Tzivuim V'Azhoros of the Pius Etzner Rebbe, and on page Kuf Mem Dalet in the old printing, in the new printing it's Kuf Chaf Beis. And the Rebbe says, "Have a medayik b'maasecho." A person should be careful with his actions. Ubehisnahagusecho kol hayoyim, in the way that you carry yourself, you anhagus the entire day. Ki ha'im roitze ato chas v'sholom l'chalos Hashem. Do you want chas v'sholom? Shemek achil Hashem. V'yoyimru habriyois, and people are going to say, Reinos ha'talmid hazeh, take a look at this yeshiva bachar, this boy, he's learning in yeshiva. Mitzivoisav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu miloim de tarosai. He's supposed to be, you know, from Hashem's people. He's learning the Torah. Claims to learn Torah. Ve'echu shuffle v'garua. And look how shuffle, how low, garua, the whole ma'is of chas v'sholom. People say this is the way someone that learns Hashem's Torah acts. This is the way you act. The Gemara in Yumadaf Peivavam and Aleph, the Gemara speaks about what type of kapara a person gets. And there are things a person gets kapara if he asks his friends to be Meichelim. And there are things he gets kapara for Yom Kippur's Mechaper. And there are things he gets kapara for Yisurim is Mechaperim. You know, he has some sort of pain or suffering Mechaper. How the Gemara says, but Chilul Hashem, none of these things can be mechaper. The only thing is mechaper is misa. So a person has to be very, very careful. Chil Hashem. And sometimes we think, you know, like the things we're doing are not necessarily averas. Maybe it's a little bit outlandish. Maybe it's a little bit, you know, maybe it's a little bit out of the box. But it's not an avera. But if what we're doing is a Chil Hashem, so then it's from the worst Averas possible. And sometimes you don't even think about it. What's a Chil Hashem? So, I'm not a political, I'm not the expert or analyst, but from my limited time here in Yerushalayim, and my exposure to things like what happened last night right outside of our yeshiva, that to me seems like it's probably within range of a Chil Hashem, where, you know, people are burning dumpsters and screaming and I mean, I wasn't there for most of the evening, but calling, you know, the police names, throwing rocks at them, and doing all different types of crazy things. And when you speak to the police, and many of them are just like, you know, regular people just trying to do their job, you know, they ask, like, is this what you teach them in yeshiva? This is what they do. This is what they learn in yeshiva. This is what they teach from people to be like. And if you think about it for a moment, sounds pretty bad. Now, I was once speaking to my Rebbe, Rashiv of Chevron, or David Cohen, Zolazayn Gesund. He said to me, most of these Hafganas, it's not coming from the higher-ups at all. It's a bunch of people that are bored out of their box, have absolutely no life. So, you know, let's get a little action over here, you know? It's like a little bit of fun. I mean, the rest of my day, I'm not doing anything anyway. But most of these Hafganas aren't coming from the higher up. They're coming from the bottom. But if a person, if he participates in this Hafgana, he's a part of the Chil Hashem. And that's something that we have to think about. Now, what does it mean to participate in the Hafgana? It doesn't necessarily mean more than to be part of the masses. You're there. You're part of the mob. You don't have to doing anything, or you're just screaming, give out. It's a big one over here. Just doing that, right? It's just like, you know, you're the cheering squad. The person has to realize that he's within range of Achil Hashem, and he has no kapor, not Yom Kippur, person's yisurim, nothing's mechaver. The Gemara on Yuman Peivav says, what is an example of Achil Hashem? Says the Beir of Yanai, Shechaveiro misbayish imach mashmo isaf. Which means if you do anything that your friends are embarrassed of. Anything that your friends are embarrassed of, it means that there's a certain standard that your friends have, a certain standard that your community has. And you do something that's below that standard that your friends, and you're like, well, this is me. But if your friends feel that it's embarrassing for them, that's already within range of Achil Hashem. And even if, you know, you say, well, this is who I am, this is what I'm, this, that's too bad. A person has to live up to his community. When you're in Rome, you act like Romans. When you're in Egypt, you walk like the Egyptians. And when you're in Yerushalayim, you act like part of the community in Yerushalayim. That's it. And if people in Yerushalayim are like, What are you? Then you're already touching on Achil Hashem. And it's something that we have to be very careful about. Al teschaber lechover ra. A person should not connect. He should not be a friend with chover ra. He should not have bad friends. Af misicha kala shaloi. Even just light conversation with him. Kimitacha vekeshes tisrachik. You should distance yourself like the flight of an arrow. Stay away from bad friends. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al tischaver l'roshav, al tisyayish min haperonis. The Mefarshim explain that a person will be punished just for being friends with bad people, just for being their friend. Al tisyayish min haperonis means don't think you're not going to get punished for that, just for being his friend. You have to stay far away from bad people. Key, and he tells you why. B'dibur echad shelaitzanus. One just line, joke out of his mouth. Af b'kritza achas me'enav. One wink of his eye. It's something inappropriate. Es kol hoin ha-toyra v'akdusha she'asafta el kirbecha. The entire hoin, the entire wealth of the Torah and the Kedusha that you have been gathering El Kirbach inside of you. Be'egiyas Eser Shanim. It could be you've been doing this for 10 years. Yochol Chas V'Shalom Mahavish. He could spoil. Just with one joke. One inappropriate joke. One wink of the eye. And you know what he's referring to. And it's all just bottoms out. And people have to realize that their surroundings have a very powerful influence on them. And our friends, even if we're just trying to be nice, you know, but often they have a very strong and a strong impact. And a person has to be very careful. I was, for around 10 years, lived in Maalot Dafna, 137, apartment 13. And 137, apartment 14, there was a yeshiva that opened up there. It was the time called Brody's Bunch, and it eventually morphed into a yeshiva called Kesher. Kesher started off the apartment next door to me. Now, occasionally the music was a little too loud, and we had to like bang on the wall and stuff like that, but overall, you know, they were sweet kids. And the person who was in charge asked me if I mind saying a chumash here once or twice a week. You know, it's right next door, it's 15 minutes, and, you know, we had them over for Shabbos a little bit, and it was a very interesting experience. The first time, the 15 minutes were up, and they still hadn't, you know, managed to sit down. They got into a fight. One guy said something about the other person's mother, and the other guy said something about, about, you know, where he came from, and they were chasing each other around the table, and I was just like sitting there, I was like, wow. So then after like 15 minutes, the guy said, would you let the rabbi speak? And I was like, I think my time is up. I think, but it was an interesting experience, and I heard a lot of things that I hadn't heard for a while, you know, living in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of words that some of them I wasn't even familiar with. They were new for me. I was getting an education. But I found something that was startling to me is that one time when I had stubbed my toe, so I had to stop myself from saying something that I was not natural to saying. I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, and then, you know, when you are hearing so much expletives constantly, even if it's totally not natural for you, but, you know, all of a sudden your sensitivities have withered away. The person has to be very careful. Very, very careful. And the Maharal says, Kosh Baruch Hu is called Magen Avram. Why does Avram need protection? Why did Avram need protection? Magen, the protector of Avram. Because Avram brought all different types of people into his home. And Hashem gave him a special protection because it could have brought him down. But it was only a tzaddik like Avram, says the Maharal. It was a special bracha he had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many of us are not ready for that. Many of us are not holding there. And you have to be careful because it's going to bring you down. And a person has to stay away from bad friends. Boel yeshiva. Come to yeshiva b'shah hamidu yekes. A person should come. You should come at the exact time. V'mecharta pamachas hamoyed. If one time you come late, tidag b'libcha, it should bother you. Al chetacha. V'habi mekabel atzmacha shetakte me'ata. You should come earlier next time. A person should have a schedule. Be'ema u'besimcha shav b'yeshiva ki Hashem nimtza ata imcha. A person has to have a schedule in yeshiva. And it's a very common thing that people are like, they glorify randomness. It's like, you know, random is like, it's like a compliment. Wow, it's so random. It's like, and that sounds like, it's like exciting, you know. People like, they pride themselves of, yeah, it's like a half an hour before Shabbos. And I don't even know where I'm eating this Shabbos. It's like, wow, it's amazing. I'm like so random. I just live in the moment. I've absolutely like no, there's no framework at all. And that's what, and people tend to glorify that, and a person has to learn how to have a schedule. And it's much more like liberating to not like have to, you know, go to sleep at any time, wake up at any time, eat at any time, and I do. It's just a question of when things come my way, but that person has absolutely no mahalach at all. And the schedule is kind of like the thread that a person can have, lots of pearls. There's tons of pearls. But if they're not on a strand, so you can't do anything with them. They're just like falling all over the place. A person keeps them on a strand, then he has the ability to wear them, to showcase them. The strand is your person's Seder. There's no Seder, so then your pearls are just like all over the place. They're just falling, you lose them, they're gone. And that's a person who doesn't have any type of Seder. Person has to have a say, what time do I go to sleep? What time do I get up? What time am I going to be in the base medrash? What time am I going to take a break? What time am I going to go to eat? What time am I going to go? And that person should have a set Seder. If a person has a Seder, so then he's building himself. And I believe that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Zmanim. There's Zman Kriyashma, Shel Shachris. There's a Zman you're supposed to be up. You're supposed to have started your day. This is Zman. This is Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Arvus. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts things on time because we have to have Seder, we have to be Mesuder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating for us the ability to have Seder in our life. And we have to work around that. A person should come to yeshiva. Be'ema u'besimcha, shev b'yeshiva. A person is supposed to sit in the Beis Medrash. Be'ema. There's supposed to be a certain degree of fear in the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is a place when a person is supposed to be happy to be there. But at the same time, realize that it's not the type of place a person's supposed to just kick off his shoes and put his feet on top of the shtender, you know, while he's eating his bereka and his, you know, coffee. And like, so what'd you say? Shan Rajba? And, you know, that's not the way that we learn. We learn Be'ema B'simcha. We're proud to be here. We're happy to be here. But here is a very prestigious place. Ki Hashem nimtza ata imcha. The person has to realize that right now, in this place, as we speak, the Shechina is here. The Shechina is here. Lelamed oischa esterosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to teach you his Torah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah says, if 10 people are sitting and learning Torah, the Shechina comes there, resides there. If 6 people, 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, 1 person is sitting and learning Torah by himself, the Shekhinah is with him. You're never alone when you're learning Torah. Yechavusa is the Bashefer. Cholmokom asher azkir es shemi, any place that you mention Hashem's name, any time you learn, Avoy Alecha, Hashem says, I'll come. Wherever you are. I want to tell you a beautiful story, and I wish that I could one day reach this madrega. It's a story that Ramat Yisrael Salman tells over, that someone came into Ramat Yisrael and he had a shiloh of pikuach nefesh. It was late at night. It was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Ramat Yisrael said this shiloh has to go to the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Shustel, the Rashiva, one of the Rashivas in Lakewood, he wanted to bring Rav Shustel to the Shiloh. So they go to the Rashiva's house, and they want to see if the Rashiva's, the light's on in the Rashiva's study. They want to see if the Rashiva's awake. So they peek through the window to see if he's still awake. They don't want to wake him up. And Matis Yo is there with this other person, and they see Rav Shustel sitting there. He's learning Torah. He's wearing his jacket. He's wearing his hat. He's sitting and he's learning Torah. Now, why is he wearing his jacket and his hat? He's wearing his jacket and his hat because he understands that he's in the presence of the Shekhinah while he's sitting and learning. He's right now, you know, he's at a very important meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine that. That's, to me, a tremendous madriga. I'm not there yet. I hope maybe I'll try to get there. But for sure, when we're in the base medrash with the oilam, we're here. There's not one person sitting and learning, not 5, not 10. We have over 100 people sitting here learning. How does a person present himself? How does he carry himself in the base medrash? Has to realize he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. G'shat ha-shav le-beischa min ha-yeshiva. And when you go back to your home, you go back to your room. Ha-me-margish ga'aguim alecho l'chshoiv. Should feel like you yearnings. Ma-toiv b'yeshiva. How good was it in yeshiva? U-ma-noim li-li-yois talmid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How wonderful it is was to be a talmid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how often do I have, just today, I was speaking to a parent just a few little while ago. Son's in America. He's telling me how much he wants to be back in yeshiva. How many times do I speak to people in America? They say, oh, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like in yeshiva. It's not the same. It's not the same. Now, I wish I had like a time warp and I could like, you know, play that for them like when they're leaving and like, I'm finished. And, you know, I want to move on with my life. I'm like, I want to take the next, like, you know. But, you know, somehow just like a few weeks later, they're all of a sudden like, they're missing their... But, Baruch Hashem, at least they're missing it. But we have to realize that what we have is something to miss. We have something to miss. Something very special, an opportunity we have now. We have no obligations, no responsibilities. You know, people in America, even people learning in yeshiva, even Bachram learning in yeshiva, they have chasanas, they have dates. Some of them have college, some of them have work, have to deal with their parents, have to deal with all the stuff. They're so distracted, they're so like, they have such a hard time. Here, what do we have? What distractions do we have? Nothing. It's such a blessing, such a bracha. Are we appreciating it? It's a beautiful medrash. I heard in the name of Shem Shisher, Pshat in the medrash. The medrash says that on Friday night we say Vayechulu, Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. Say it three times during davening. And one of the pshatim, the word Vayechulu is Vayishakalu, which means it's a sad thing that Shabbos is going to come to an end. We're hoping one day it can be Yom Shekula Shabbos. One day Shabbos will never end. But, you know, in this world, so far, so it's sad that Shabbos is going to end. Effective Shem Shisher. We say this Friday night, when Shabbos is first starting, and you're already kvetching that Shabbos is going to end? Well, what are you doing? So this is a Shem Shisher, because if you don't recognize it's going to end, you're going to waste it. You're not going to appreciate it. Realize that Shabbos is a gift, and you're not going to have it forever. And it's something that you have to learn to appreciate now in the beginning. So we have to have gaguin and realize how lucky we are that we're able to be here. Ma'oid, ma'oid, havi nizer, miladaver, dvar sheker. Very, very careful. A person shouldn't speak a lie. V'divrei nevola chas v'shalom. And to say something that's nivol peh. Divrei nevola. A person has to understand that his mouth is the most powerful thing that we have is our koach hadibur. The most powerful thing we have. And a person says inappropriate things, what he's doing is he is destroying his ability to create with a koach hadibur. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? With what? It says with his koach hadibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. How do we learn Torah? With our koach hadibur we learn Torah. Dibur is the most powerful thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The most powerful thing to build and the most powerful thing to destroy. I want to tell you an amazing Mishnah in Erechin. It's absolutely amazing. It's a Mishnah. It sounds like it's from a Musar Sefer. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Erechin says in last week's Parsha, if a man is Mitzi Shema on an Isha, which means if a man says something inappropriate about an Isha, he has to pay 100 zuz. If he's ma'anis in Isha, he violates her, he attacks an Isha, he pays 50 zuz. Says the Mishnah in Erechin, why double for just talking about her? Because if you assassinate someone's character, you kill them over and over again. If you talk derogatorily about someone, you say something bad about someone, it's more detrimental, more painful than the physical violation that they go through. Just by saying something to somebody. A person has to be so careful with the things that they say. And if a person says nevala or sheker, so he's destroying his koach hadibur. Then, aftorosoi lo toras emes. His Torah that he says is not toras emes. For lo tahoira he is toras not tahor. Vashoimer es pivu l'shoinoi. Someone that's careful. Gam hu, gam torosoi tahoirim va'amitim. Person wants to say real Torah. Person wants to, he wants to have the tahara. He wants to feel the purity of Torah. So first you have to, the kli that it's being, that's being brought out in, it's being manufactured in, has to be clean. If what you're manufacturing your food on is not clean, so the food's going to come out filthy. It's going to come out tainted. If the mouth, the tongue, is saying things inappropriate, everything's going to come out with a little bit on it. Im yodata b'cha sh'asisa eiza davar sh'lo kahagin. You know on yourself you did something wrong. Oy sh'loi lamadata b'yoyim hazek kahagin. You didn't learn right today. Person knows he did something wrong, or he just didn't. He didn't show up. He wasn't. He didn't do as much as he should have. Having miyaser es atzmacha b'peh. Person has to learn to say things to himself. Talk to yourself. The Oy man say the following thing. He says it in Yiddish. We'll skip straight to the Hebrew. Ma sisi. What did I do to myself? Madu es nagusi kokach yeruda. Why was I acting so yeruda, so low? This I'm gonna fall down. If I keep doing this, I'm gonna let myself to fall to the depths. It's chas v'shalom, terrible. And repeat it to yourself a few times. From now on, change. A person shouldn't like allow himself to get in a negative pattern and to be comfortable with it. Yeah, this is who I am. This is what I do. A person has to constantly try to remind himself of where he wants, the standard he's trying to keep himself on. Im koshel chalafamim, if it's hard for you sometimes, lehisgaber beizadover, to overcome something. Kigoin lehischazek below this atzel, a person's lazy, has a hard time getting up, or lilmud about this rachel, or to focus while he's learning, or beis adavar acher, whatever else it is. Chashoy we should think. Imishvil davar zebel vade abe chas v'shalom es kol olami. Why? Because I'm a little lazy, so I'm going to like lose everything. The im b'chol kach nimichisi of hisgati higati. Am I so low that just because I want an extra couple of minutes of sleep, so I'm going to let the whole thing fall apart? The person has, you know, we have to constantly be pushing ourselves and remind ourselves, you can do this. You just push a little bit more. Even one thing, I can't be mechazik. I'm going to gather what's ever left of my strength. I'm going to kick the Yetzirah, the stone of the Yetzirah. Asher olai. And I am going to tear him to shreds. A person is trying to teach himself resilience. That's basically what it boils down to. Because all of us, we start off well. We're out of the gate. We're doing well. But after a while, we start getting a little bit difficult. And it's resilience. It's to learn to kick the Yetzirah and to fight the Yetzirah, whatever strength we have, and push till the end. Now he brings up a very, very important point. He says, "V'im tshuka lasis eiz adavar achaza ischa." Let's say you have desire to do something. It's something that you like. It's something that it talks to you. It grabs you. Hein lo adavar aserhu. Even if it's not aser, it's not aser. It's a pastime. It's a hobby. It's what I do when I want to just something. That's the way I relax. Avol kivon shel ben toira. Since for a ben Torah it's not befitting. It's not where a ben Torah is supposed to be. It's not what a ben Torah is supposed to be doing. Even if it's not aser, it's not for a ben Torah to be that he just follows whatever. It's like this is the thing that he wants. This is what he desires and just wants to be, to just allow himself to do these things. So you want to get out of it. You want to disconnect from it. It's hard. There's certain things that it's been a part of our upbringing. It's a part of, like, you know, almost being American or English or whatever you might be. It's just a part of it, you know. This is part of life. But we understand that when a person's in yeshiva, it's a distraction. It's going to disrupt your schedule. It's going to cause problems. So now what do? It's very hard because this has been something that I've been connected to for a long time. What should you do? You already tried the kashalacha and it's hard for you. This is what a person should do. Chashoyf. Think the following thing. Hein esezois. Okay. I'm going to do it. I want to do it. It's not an aveira. It's not right. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to allow myself. I'm going to indulge. Avaloy achshov. But not now. Rak la'achar shoshatayim. I'm not doing it now. Push it off. Maybe next time. Maybe next week. Lo yachshav. Don't just fall right into it. Ve'im kol kach menuvel hineni chas v'shalom. Am I such a menuvel? Am I so low? Am I so weak? Shegam l'shosh ha'taim l'ucha l'achar estavosi. I can't even push it off a little bit. So he says, that's what a person should do. Make inroads. Make inroads. Push yourself off a little bit. Say, you know what? I'm not going to do it right now. I don't need to do it this week. I don't need to do it today. I don't need it this time. I don't need to... I could at least push it off for an hour. Whatever it might be. At least, this will happen. La'achara adalisa shoyis. You can at least push it off. First time, maybe you'll come an hour late, or you won't go. You come in 2 hours, you'll do it 2 hours later. As a tachtalacha, this that you said to yourself, said, okay, I'm doing it, but at least I'm pushing it off. But you should know, you should understand, guaranteeing. One of two things is going to happen. You'll understand after a while. This is so disgusting. It's going to, you're going to realize that it's below you. You won't want to do it anymore. This is not for me. It's not, I feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. I'm above that. This is below me. After a while, at least a third time, you will be able to control yourself. Unless the third time you can say, you know what? Finished. No more. I'm done. Maybe you'll have to, the first time you'll do it a little bit later, or do it a little bit, you push yourself off, and then after a while you say, you know what? Forget it. I'm finished. No more. It's history. Raklagamri Tishavarna, you'll be able to totally break that yitzhak. It's a beautiful story about the stipler going. Beautiful, beautiful story. With this will end. The stipler going lived in Russia. Stipel was in Russia. It was a small town, there was a lot of potatoes there, and he lived in Russia. And he was in the Russian army. And the army had very little equipment and uniform. He fought in whatever it was, whichever war they were fighting in. Russians do a lot of fighting and wars. And he was supposed to stand guard. Now, the Russian winter is quite wicked. Russian winter, Siberia is famous. All of Russia is freezing, freezing cold. They have those, you know, those fur hats and you know, and these winter coats. But the Russian army was very low on everything that they had, including coats. So they had one coat for the guard. And when the stipler came for his turn, so the guard that was there before him, he hung the coat on a tree. And the stipler came, and it was his turn to be guard. And he was supposed to take the coat off the tree and wear the coat. But he realized that it was Shabbos. And a coat on a tree is muktzah. So right away the stipler goes and said, listen, muktzah is an issur d'rabbanan. I'm going to freeze my everything off if I don't have a coat. And it's pikuach nefesh, so I have to put on the coat. But the stipend guy says, you know what? I don't need a coat now. Another 5 minutes. I could wait 5 minutes without the coat. Who knows? We'll see. In 5 minutes, I could put on the coat. And 5 minutes later, another 5 minutes. I could do without the coat. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, the stipler managed the entire night without the coat. Now, that's pretty intense, but the concept, do we need it like right now, in the month of Elul, do we have to indulge? It's not us, or it is us, or whatever we're talking about. Can we push it off a little bit? Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. It's Yom Adin. Can we just push it off? Just push it off a little bit more, and then who knows? Maybe we won't even need it at all. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time.